writing your first machining macro. The basic PEC drilling cycle, which is included with CNC FANUC-controlled lathes, does not have the drill retract fully after each PEC, but this is very easy and quick to do with a macro subprogram. Put in a few lines of code and the PEC drilling cycle will behave like a G83 drilling cycle. 00083. N1 PEC drilling full retract to R. N2 number 100 equals ABS, number 26 number 18, total incremental distance. N3 number 101 equals number 18 number 17, first PEC position. N4 number 100 equals number 100, number 17. N5 while number 100 GT0, DO1. N6 GO1Z number 101F number 09. N7 GOOZ number 18. N8Z equals number 101 plus 0.03. N9 number 101 equals number 101 number 17. N10 number 100 equals number 100, number 17. N11 N1. N12 GO1Z number 26F number 09. N13 GOOZ number 18. N14 M99. The line of code in the main program to initiate this macro is described in part 1 as shown below. G65P0083X01.1R0.1Q0.15F0.012. Prior to calling the macro, the tool should be at X0 and no closer to the front of the part than Z0.1. The values for R, Q, Z and F will be unique for each application. The order in which the code appears on the line after the G65P0083 is irrelevant. Each value is assigned to the appropriate local variable, as explained previously. The purpose of each code is described below. X0 ensures the drill is on the center of the turned part. Z1.1 is the final drilling depth. 10 South African cents is the Z coordinate at which the drill will start its PEC drilling, and to which it will return after every PEC. Q0.15 is the amount of material that will be removed with each PEC. F0.012 is the feed that the drill will advance into the part each revolution. This is a very basic macro, and it is important to understand that the way it has been written means that the following conditions must be met before running the macro. The part 0 must be the front of the part as shown in figures 1 and 2. The R and Z values in the G65 line must be programmed in absolute. Macro operators. Macros contain logic statements that the CNC machine solves almost instantaneously before executing the machining code. The logic statements are often contained within square brackets. Logic condition. Table 1 lists the operators employed within a macro program. Line by line description of the macro. N1 program description. N2 in common variable number 100 stores the absolute value of local variable 26 minus local variable 18. Or in the sample case, number 100 equals vertical bar 1.1 to 0.1 vertical bar equals 1.2. This value, 1.2, is the total incremental distance that the tool will travel to drill this hole. N3, in common variable number 101 stores the value of 0.1 to 0.15 equals minus 0.05. This is the absolute depth the drill will go to at the end of the first PEC. N4 recalculates the value stored in common variable number 100 to be the amount of material yet to be drilled after the first PEC, i.e. number 100 equals 1.2 to 0.15 equals 1.05. This is a form of error checking to make certain that you have not told the drill to drill too deep on the first PEC. N5 while condition, do statement is a great tool for non-FANUC controllers and the same functionality can be performed with the if-goto statements, which will be examined in the next article. The while condition, do statement tells the machine to continue to repeat all of the lines of codes found between the while, condition, do and the N1 statement until the condition in the square brackets is no longer true. In this case, as long as the value stored in common variable number 100 is greater than 0, keep repeating the lines of code from N6 through N10. Each time before the loop begins, the value stored in common variable number 100 will be checked to see if it is larger than 0. Once it is no longer larger than 0, the logic statement will no longer be true and the loop will end. The line of code immediately following the N1 statement will then be executed, in this case, N12. N6, feed at 0.01 inches per revolution to the absolute value stored in common variable number 101, in the case of the first PEC minus 0.05. N7, rapid the Z-axis to the value stored in local variable number 18, in this case 0.1. N8, rapid the Z-axis to the value stored in common variable number 101 plus 0.03, in this case rapid the z-axis to minus 0.02 equals 0.05 plus 0.03. In other words, rapid the tool tip to an incremental value of 0.03 inches away from the current depth of the hole. N9, calculate the next drill depth and store that value in common variable number 101. In this case, number 101 equals minus 0.05 to 0.15 equals minus 0.2. N10, calculate the amount of material left to remove and store it in common variable number 100. In the case of the first PEC, number 100 equals 1.05 to 0.15 equals 0.95. N11, check if the while condition do one statement is true. N12, feed to the final hole depth, since the while condition do one loop will not allow the tool to go to the required depth but will always stop it at a depth less than or equal to 1 PEC increment. In this case, the last PEC will take the tool to an absolute depth of minus 0.95, leaving 0.05 for the final PEC. N13, wrap it out of the hole to the value stored in local variable number 18, or an absolute position of z0.1. N14, return to the main program. The M99 will also delete all macro local variable values. It is important to understand that the local variables are all emptied and not just set to zero. You can also remove any data stored in a local variable by setting it equal to number 0, the null variable. i.e. if number 2 equals number 0 is programmed, then local variable number 2 will be cleared of all data. It is important to note that there are many ways to write a macro such as this, but this one was developed to help teach macro programming logic and to work efficiently. Table 2 shows all of the values for each variable as the macro steps through the sample code. A video of this macro being used to drill a hole. The test piece shown in the video was machined at Otterview Machine near Tillsonburg, Ontario. It was machined on a Doosan Lynx 220 liters with a Fanuc I-series controller as shown in figure 3. Not all Fanuc-based controllers are capable of running the while do logic. In the next article, I will examine how to perform the same task, but using if-go-to logic. This is part 2 of a 3-part series. For more information, read part 1. About the author. Fred Fulkerson is a graduate of the Faculty of Education, University of Western Ontario, and of the General Machining Program at Conestoga College in Ontario. He is a Canadian Red Seal Certified General Machinist and CNC Programmer and a Certified Master CAM and SolidWorks Instructor.